Today, as we celebrate Freedom Day, we declare to the country that we know no freedom.
April 27, near Stellenbosch in the Western Cape. Wendy Pakier, General Secretary of Farm Worker Union Sekula Sonke, addresses 200 farm dwellers and supporters at the Lanzerik Wine Estate.
What we have seen over the last 11 years has been farmers using their mountains of money and lawyers to deny us opportunity to move to greater freedom and equality.
The introduction of democracy in 1994 secured the vote for all and property rights for some. Land reform was one of the key tasks facing the ANC government. But in 12 years, it has managed to return just 3% of agricultural land to black ownership. Meanwhile, more than a million black people have been forcibly removed from their homes on farms since 1994. That's more than were evicted during the last decade under apartheid. The Skosana family used to live on a farm at Crocodile Spruit, not far from Pretoria. Tandi Skosana was there when the sheriff came.
And they just started bringing, destroying the structures, bring them down.
Without saying a word.
Things got scattered around and just throwing everything.
Police first carried out an illegal eviction from that property in October 2005. With help from a farm dweller support organization, they were reinstated. However, the landowner, Mr. Lekwati, simply went back to court and obtained an order to finally evict everyone at the end of May. The Skosana family has now joined several dozen other evicted families on plot 78, Die Wagensdrif. For all intents and purposes, it's a refugee camp. Some families are living in tents, others in hastily constructed shacks. The municipality has brought in temporary water tanks and portable toilets. Evictions are just one of many ongoing violations of farm dwellers' human rights. Nkosinati Madlala lives on a farm near Howick in KwaZulu-Natal. One night, the farmer came into his house.
He found my mother sleeping on the bed and he sort of pushed her and she fell on the floor and he was still picketing. We reported that matter and up to so far nothing has been done with regard to that.
He finds the police respond instantly to landowners' complaints, but they are very slow to action when he calls them. Harassment and beatings, denial of grazing rights and illegal seizure of livestock. These are all commonplace on farms across the country. In the Western Cape's Jonkershoek Valley, farm dwellers face more subtle pressure. Virtually every black person who lives in the valley has received one or another type of notice to vacate. On the Lanzerik Wine Estate, farm worker Peter Johnson has received several letters.
They want us to move from the farm to Secor Park near Somerset West, and they told us they want to use these houses for guest houses.
Lanzerik's CEO, Roof van Sail, denies the intention is to force workers out.
We try to organize alternative housing for our permanent workforce. And that is mainly to provide the solution for the problem of housing for the workers if they die, if they resign, or they want to work somewhere else. So what we try to do is to get them houses, to help them buy houses for themselves and to subsidize that.
And they told us if we refuse this, they're going to start with evictions.
Peter Johnson explains that elsewhere in the valley, workers have already been moved. Other workers have had water and electricity cut off to pressure them to move. Jomo Huntuli works on tenure reform and implementation issues at the Department of Land Affairs. He says that good legislation has been passed to protect the most vulnerable, most notably the 1997 extension of Security of Tenure Act, ESTA, but implementation is a challenge.
For a legislation to work, you need systems and procedures and other supporting mechanisms. So we came up with a national implementation framework. We needed to train law enforcement officers, the police, the magistrates, and we've been working closely also with the Land Claims Court judges.
But from KwaZulu-Natal, Nkosinathi Madlala is critical of the law itself.
ESTA doesn't protect us as people living on the farms and occupiers. It's more on the side of the landowners. Most of the time it states that the occupier, you have to report this, you have to report that. You can't even have visitors, you have to report that you are going to have the visitors. What happens if the landowner doesn't allow you to receive such visitors?
In Gauteng, Martin Chaba, the newly elected councillor for the Skosana's ward, also believes that many rural municipal councils have deliberately neglected farm dwellers.
At the first instant, the municipality of Nukeng was the opposition party, the DA municipality. It's where the eviction was flying like a fire. So by now, I like to say things will change because the ANC have taken over.
He intends to push council to take an active role in securing a home for the people like the Skosanas now squatting on plot 78.
But what I want to promise is one, we are going to, if they are willing to stay with us here, the municipalities start to have a plan and be on the process to buy this farm for this farmer people.
Time will tell, but people who live on farms are tired of waiting on government. The Jonkersoek Crisis Committee is organizing farm dwellers to defend their rights. Uniting residents with NGOs and trade unionists, the Crisis Committee held a third day of mass action on June 16, a date that echoes a famous intensification of the struggle for justice. The Crisis Committee has issued a defense declaration for farm workers around the country.
If they are not gone, we will take over those houses. But comrades, today we're not taking over any houses.
We declare to the whole of South Africa that we are no longer afraid. We have nothing else to lose. Our freedom has been reduced to a life of white slaves in the land of our birth. The Freedom Charter is what we fought for, and it declared that the land will be owned by those who work it.